Hey y'all, welcome back to the DIY Entrepreneurs Reaction Show. I'm so glad you decided to tune in with me today. Go ahead and hit that like button and become a subscriber to the channel if you're not already a subscriber. I would really appreciate that. Tonight we're going to be reacting to the fourth episode of Queen Boss. And so if you have not had a chance to watch the first three episodes, make sure you hit this link up at the top and you're going to go into my playlist, which has the first three episodes. But on this show, we have women who are coming to pitch their businesses or their business idea to a panel of three judges. And later in the series, six women will advance to the semifinals, where they will have a chance to win $25,000 for their business. Through each episode, we're going to have three rounds. The first round will be where you have the three women coming and pitching their idea or pitching their business to the panel of judges. And then after that round, two women will advance to the second round, which they will have some type of unique business challenge that they have to complete in order to win that round. And then after that second round, that's when they will come back into, those two women will come back into the conference room to see who won and who will have a chance to go to the semifinals. All right. So again, this is the fourth episode. So let's check it out.
Good day, judges. I'm so excited to be here to share with you information about my business. My name is Kim Osterhout, and my business is Jams by Kim. I make amazing artisan jams and jellies by hand in small batches, the way my mother and my grandmother made jams. I made my first jam when I was about 12 years old. I gave them to friends and family as gifts for years and years. So flash forward, in 2009, I was working in a corporate HR position and I got laid off. And so I figured that I would make some jams and I'd take them to some local holiday boutiques and see what happened. I currently do four farmers markets a week. I sell my jams online. I started with six flavors, and at this point, I've got over 40 different flavors that I make, and it's been a good way. So I brought a few samples, and I'd love it if you would take the chance to taste them.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
She has a nice tone, the way that she delivers her pitch, very soft, and, you know.
We're ready to eat this jam. Yeah.
Okay, so you have five different flavors. Bartlett pear is one. You have the strawberry and peach jam, blueberry lemon, carrot and ginger jam is an amazing flavor, and then the classic pepper jam.
This is unbelievable.
Yeah, I know. And I don't eat jams, I don't eat jelly, and this is amazing.
I'm still eating.
I know.
So Kim, first of all, they were delicious.
Thank you so much.
Have you been approached by any retailers, large grocery stores, anything?
I spent several months working with Whole Foods. They really liked the taste of the product, just as you did, and they thought it was an appropriate product for their shelves. But Whole Foods wanted 50%. And I felt like if you weren't in the kitchen with me making this jam, you can't have 50%. So I got Whole Foods.
When you walked away from that, at first glance, it sounds like, well, good for her. But then at second glance, we say, is it good? Really? Because 50% of $2 million is a whole lot more than 100% of nothing.
I'm in three small specialty shops right now. For me, I want to make the jams and the flavors that I want to make. One point was I'd almost feel like I was going to be a Whole Foods employee, and I don't want a job like that.
So for you, all that glittered wasn't gold, and you like your autonomy.
Absolutely. And I am content.
So in your role, you are an expert jam maker. You're keeping people close to the earth, almost farm to table. Would you consider, just putting this out there, perhaps a relationship with a hotel group where you sell millions and it's sitting on someone's room service tray.
Yes, I'm actually talking with a bed and breakfast owner right now.
What is your ultimate goal for growth for your company?
There's a printer that I have my eye on that will allow me to print my own labels rather than paying a printer to print them.
Kim, are you afraid of this thing getting too big? Because it seems like it is growing, and yet you're trying to keep it in your basket.
You know what? That's a good point that Lauren has made. But this is the second time someone has said that they will use their money to buy their own label maker to make their product. I want to do some research to see how much does a label maker work, and or how much does it cost to have someone to produce your labels for you? Like, is it that much overhead to where you need to take on the expense and buy your own printing label machine? This is the second time someone has said that is what they would do as far as where they know they need to go to growth. And so I think I need to do some research on how much a label maker machine costs and how much it costs to make these labels, because, man.
I consider myself a boutique jam maker. I'm not sure if the quantity got enormous, if I'd be able to get the same taste reaction from it.
Thank you so much, Kim, for coming in and sharing your pitch. And please take a seat in the reception area now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I hope they saw my potential in my pitch, but the judges were a little tough in their reactions to my business.
You know what? I didn't think I would like the pear, but I even like the pear.
I love
everything is delicious, and it tastes really fresh, too.
Mm-hmm.
Time to take another meeting.
Hi, everyone. My name is Tarina Nicole McKinney, and I'm so excited to be here and to meet you all. This is the story of Gypsy Leather Goods. Gypsy Leather Goods is an eco-friendly line of home goods and accessories designed by me, Tarina Nicole. Gypsy began originally with just one style, the reversible suede tote. My suede bag just became my bestseller. So from that point, my line has grown to include metal jewelry, accessories, and upcycled furniture. Currently, all of the designing, packaging, shipping, sourcing, metalsmithing, sewing, construction, marketing, social media, graphic designing, etc., is done by me. I taught my daughter to always strive for excellence and to follow her dreams. I'm here to prove to her that hard work, perseverance, and prayer wins. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I want to talk about this chair right here.
Okay.
Okay, so is this designed to be an art piece or is it a functional chair?
It is a functional chair. This was a piece that I found in a thrift store. It was a brown wood chair. It was made, yes, in 1965. The chair looked kind of majestic to me, and I decided that it should have a whimsical feel to it. And so I was thinking Alice in Wonderland, something perfect for a girl who fashions herself queenly.
Put your elbow there. Does that poke you?
It does.
You're afraid to knock
it
you
does.
Out?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. It's not meant for you to have your elbows all
okay.
the way back.
And it's also not meant for you to lean your head back either.
Oh, the spikes. Ooh.
Honestly, it's meant to accompany vanity.
Gotcha.
So a girl who's sitting at the tip of it doing her makeup, she's not lounging.
Yes.
And what would the price point be on something like this?
That is about $525. Well, I would like to bring over some examples of my product so you can see how having things that are extremely unique helps you tell the world who you are. That is a ring, actually.
Oh, wow.
And then
leather bookmarks made with scraps. Sleep mask.
Oh, we love sleep masks. Mm-hmm.
We do.
This is cute.
Little coin purse.
This is gorgeous. I want this to sleep.
Gorgeous. Mm-hmm.
Very nice stuff.
Very
yes.
nice.
Yeah, very. Beautiful things.
Beautifully crafted. Yeah. Okay, so you said that the purse blew out. I'm just curious, do you still do purses since that was the starting off point?
No, honestly, I was not thinking about what I started with.
If you have a pencil holder that sells 50,000 or 5,000 units, you need to keep making the pencil holder. It's a classic, and it's where you begin.
It's your original creation that truly launched this for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no different than Chanel never stops making the classic bag. That part is confusing to me. You're combining the creative
right.
with business now.
Yeah.
So as far as like sales go year to year, how are you seeing your company grow?
My sales definitely increased by about 20%.
Okay, 20% from what? Give me real numbers.
I don't have numbers.
Don't say I don't have.
My sales definitely increased by about 20%.
Okay, 20% from what? Give me real numbers.
I don't have the real numbers.
One of the key things about being a business person is knowing your numbers.
I gotta be honest with you. I keep all that stuff in an Excel sheet. I don't internalize it because I don't like to feel as an artist that everything I make and do has to be reflected in numbers.
But don't go off Flower Child.
I'm,
don't go off Flower
sorry,
Child because you want money. But you're
I
here to win
money.
A competition about money.
I think that is important, like as you go forward with your business, that you know your business inside and out. When you don't know your numbers, it kind of makes it look like, unfortunately, like you're not serious.
I would have never said I don't have real numbers. I would have never said that. On the fly, it went up 10%. You know, you if you're at 20%, you gotta know sometime at some point. At some point, they were 10%. At least that would be my thought. If I had to think of something on the fly, I would have never said I do not have real numbers. That disqualifies you in the dough. You disqualified right now. You don't have real numbers, but you want us to give you 25 grand? Oh, I think that was definitely a mistake. And then she went on to say, as an artist, not as a business person, because right now you are in a business competition. This is not an artist competition. You know, so right now you are in a business competition. You need to be able to have answers for the questions that they're going to ask, and you should have definitely known some of the questions was going to be about your numbers. Even if you don't really like to internalize, you know, what the numbers make because you're an artist, coming into this competition, you should know, you should have an index card. I don't know them by heart, but in 2015, they were at 5%. Read them off if you have to. But don't ever go into a business competition saying, I don't like to internalize the numbers. You know, I just want to make you feel good. Well, then sell your stuff for free then. Go to a flea market and then sell your stuff where you're haggling and you're just making someone feel good about the purchase that they make when they spend $20 for it. You know, not a business competition. So I think she really just shot herself in the foot right there in that moment. But let's continue.
I think you're talented, but I would hate for all of the talent to get lost in the lack of business savvy. You've got the magic. Now you got to focus on the mogul.
That's right.
I like that.
Okay, well, thank you, Tarina, for sharing your pitch with us. Please take a seat in the reception area.
To come with all those facts and figures did not dawn on me. I'm hopeful that I'm going to be moving on to the next round.
All right, let's see who's coming to the conference room now.
I love bras, but I hate bra shopping. Hi, my name is Sheila Waples, and I am co-founder and CEO of My Plush Closet. My Plush Closet is a curated lingerie subscription service for women who wear 36DD to a 44H. The reason I started Plush was I loved bras, but I could never find bras that were in my size. So myself and three of my other co-founders, we wanted to offer women the opportunity to have beautiful bras. We want our customers to feel like they're getting a present. Every woman deserves to get the lingerie that they want and that will make them happy and feel good about themselves. Oops, sorry.
Were you finished with your pitch when you ended?
I was.
You were?
Yes.
Okay.
What are your costs per month, and how many subscriptions, sales do you get per month? Do you break even, or are you making a profit yet?
We haven't made a profit yet because, again, we just started really within the last 6 months.
Who manufactures your bras? Where are they made?
We don't actually manufacture the bras. We work with various brands.
Are you a part of the design?
No. So again, we work with different brands.
So you aren't designing bras. You're linking your consumer to product that is available.
That's correct. Our goal with Plush is to introduce women to those companies.
Sizes with lingerie and intimate wear is really important, especially when you're dealing with more curvy women. How are you doing the sizing, being that it's an online platform?
When our customers go on our website, they fill out a style profile. And based on that style profile, we actually personally select the bras. However, we do offer a free 30-day return policy that they can return the bras on us.
Are you eating that cost if someone returns the bra? Because no one else is going to wear that bra after 30 days.
Of course, cleaning the bra, we can actually resell it.
Oh. You're telling me you resell bras?
Are we selling used bras? That's what I want to know.
No, we're not actually selling use bras.
So do you have a policy like the tags must be attached, or do you have some type of mechanism where you can tell whether or not the bra has been worn? Because you're talking about cleaning bras. I don't know about that.
No.
Yeah. Are your customers paying the shipping?
No.
We can't be not making any money and paying people shipping. That doesn't make any sense. If you feel like you're deserving of this $25,000 seed money, why would we award that to you if you have not figured out how to make a profit?
Okay, well, from May to December of 2015, my identical twin sister and I, we were homeless. We lost our house. We lost everything. So Plush is kind of our way of being able to try to do something we're passionate about. So even if nothing comes of this, I'm still gonna pursue it. I'm still gonna keep going. Wow, no, we don't have a profit right now. I'm not a quitter, and I'm not gonna give up.
And you shouldn't.
It's not about that though, babes. You had a business competition. And you gotta make money, or you gotta show these people who are willing to invest in you and your product. You have to come with a message that says, I know what I'm doing, or I know what needs to be done, and I need funding to make that happen. But you can't come and say, even if y'all give me 25 grand and it don't work, I'm still gonna try. You gotta have that, but you can't say that in front of these people that's trying to give you some money. And then the whole reselling the bras. Y'all.
You have been through one heck of a time. And I'm gonna be very, very honest with you. Part of your sell is your story. When I see that emotion and that passion come out and you say, I'm not a quitter, that's the Sheila I'm waiting to see.
Sheila, thank you for sharing your story and your pitch with us. Please go ahead and take a seat in the reception area.
Just being able to, like, pitch to Black female entrepreneurs as a Black female entrepreneur, that's big, so we're going to keep going, and we're going to succeed.
Yeah. What a story, what a journey.
Yeah.
And she certainly hasn't given up.
Vanessa got something to say.
So how did the pitch go?
Brutal. I was already short when I walked in here. I'm pretty sure I'm inches shorter after they cut me at the knees. Like, I wasn't as prepared as I should have been.
They were very challenging.
They were very challenging.
In the beginning, I was very nervous. I've been thinking about it since I walked out of the room. What did you think?
It was tough.
All right, ladies, what do you think? Remember, we're looking for those three P's: product, potential, and passion.
Sheila has passion. However, she has a lack of business knowledge.
And I think the key here is we want to make sure we help an entrepreneur who has a plan and who can really create a return on investment.
Potential-wise, I feel like she completely stifles herself by not knowing the business. But I can appreciate the service that she's offering. And sometimes more curvier women are left out of, you know, fashion because the size is simply not there.
What did you think of Tarina's pitch?
Tarina has a good product. I literally could see her product in some of the highest-end boutiques. However, there's an issue with transparency. When she said she didn't want to get intimate with the numbers, I felt like that was a moment where, as a business person, I wouldn't be comfortable investing my money.
And then the bag.
Yeah, where's the bag? Yeah. Where's the bag?
The most popular product, and you took it off the market?
It's right. where you came from.
She said, right. That was 15 years ago. But didn't you lead with, you made this bag? Right. You told me people were gunning for this bag. You set us up. Six stores wanted this bag. And then when we say, where's the bag? Oh, that's 15 years ago. That's like when someone tells you, oh, that bag's been discontinued. You discontinued your profit?
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense. But she is a creative soul. It comes through her products. She's got to make that transition into mogul.
What did you think of Kim's pitch?
Well, product is there. Passion. Oh, you can taste it.
You can taste it.
Like the jam. But the potential. How far is she willing to go?
Do you guys think that maybe Kim is just comfortable being the local hero in her community, and that's where she's happy and might be a little bit scared to grow to the level we're thinking, because this, no doubt about it, multi-million dollar company.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah. It seems when you get to that business part of it, the growth, is she as passionate about the progress as she is about the product? That's what I didn't know.
And also, she talked about a bed and breakfast, but she wanted to go to a bed and breakfast.
Yeah.
There's so many consortium bed and breakfast, where it's one organization and they represent 10 or 20 or even 50 B&Bs. She should be going to that consortium, and that could be a little jam pot that goes to all the room service rooms, and that would be another way to scale her business.
That's a great idea. All right, ladies, so who is moving on to the business challenge?
I think we have a decision.
Yeah.
Yes.
We do.
I think we're ready.
Good.
Tarina, we love your creativity with your product, but we feel that the lack of financial information and transparency could be a barrier to your future growth.
Understood.
Kim, in no uncertain terms, your product is jamming.
Thank you.
We're concerned that you may be getting in your own way in terms of your potential. Your obsession over quality control may just be camouflaging your fear of your exponential growth potential.
Sheila, we absolutely love your product and your service. We understand that you are a new company, but it is kind of hard to look past the lack of a business plan.
Thank you.
Entrepreneurs, we've all been impressed by your pitches, but unfortunately, one of you will not be moving forward to the round two business challenge. The entrepreneur that has to take her business elsewhere is... Entrepreneurs, unfortunately, one of you will not be moving forward to the round two business challenge. The entrepreneur that has to take her business elsewhere is... Sheila, please leave the conference room.
Really?
Thank you so much for the opportunity. Can I just shake
your hand? Yes, of course. Thank you so much. Thank you.
I'm disappointed that the judges eliminated me. Definitely not going to give up, you know. We do have something that... is great. We just have to figure out the right plan.
Good luck, Sheila.
Good luck to you, Sheila.
God bless.
The advice that we got today is actually worth more than $25,000. I'm just excited about the future.
Congratulations, Tarina and Kim.
Thank you.
But now it's time to test your skills and to see if you have what it takes to be a CEO in our business challenge. Your business challenge today will test your problem-solving skills. You two will be doing an escape room.
Wow.
Escape rooms are a physical adventure game in which...
First of all, I love me a good escape room, y'all. Those things are fun, and I love it. I'm so looking forward to this business challenge, for real.
Players are locked in a room and have to solve a series of puzzles to escape within a time limit. The entrepreneur that completes the escape room in the least amount of time wins the business challenge. And remember, entrepreneurs, just because you win the business challenge doesn't mean you're moving on to the semifinals to compete for the $25,000 Queen Boss Startup Fund. The judges will make that ultimate decision based on your performance in both the pitches and this business challenge. All right, ladies, get to work.
You gotta do it by yourself, though.
I'm a good game player, but I've never been in an escape room. It's such an unknown.
I feel confident. I think my problem-solving skills are good, so I'm not afraid of a challenge.
You are the CEO of Queen Boss Enterprises.
Boss Lady Incorporated has stolen
your entire setup from concept to product design.
Now is your job
to find the leak in your company.
You have 30 minutes to get rid of your mole.
Ready, set, go. Looking for a hint or something to do? Who is the leak? I know there's a time limit, but I'm gonna try to take my time. Let's see, we got an agreement. I don't want to look past something. Okay, so it looks like there's wooden stick figures on the clock, and there's wooden stick figures over here.
This is so mysterious. My strategy going in is just basically not to take anything around me for granted.
Oh, okay.
Seeing those figures in the cabinet was like a breath of fresh air, because at least now I had something to work with.
Guess that is 5:30. This one has the leg going up in the air like the two. This guy is... two, five, eight, nine.
Once I had those four digits, I knew it was definitely for that lock.
And this guy over here, which does nothing. I put it in what I thought was the front of the lock and it didn't work. And I flipped it over and I tried putting the numbers in the back of the lock and it still didn't work. And that is so frustrating. I don't think I'm going home today, but somebody's got to go.
Let's try to the right. I got stuck at that lock.
Is there another lock in here?
And I'm thinking, this is it. It's now or never.
Y'all, I'm pointing at the screen like you can really see me. Like, it's another lock, but did y'all see that other lock? It's another lock there. Is that a combination lock? Like,
what am I missing here? Oh, come on.
Oh, man. The challenge is to escape the room and find out who the mole is in my company. I think running a business, you kind of are solving different problems on a daily basis, but if you're doing it incorrectly, you know, you're just like a hamster on a wheel. You know, you're exerting so much energy, but you're getting nowhere.
Oh, there are windows on the side of the lock. Who knew?
The numbers need to line up all the way to the far left. So it was just a matter of putting it in the lock in the right configuration.
Oh, okay.
Bingo. Oh, thank God.
All right, that lets us in there. What does this give us? Maze is in italics. So I saw a maze somewhere.
There's a maze.
Was it over here?
Immediately, I take that stick over to the maze, and it's a magnet. So I'm able to move the magnet through the maze.
From here,
Oh my.
Okay. Cooking with gas now.
Always follow proper directions at your workplace.
Now I got this northeast west, so I don't have a south yet. Let's see.
Oh, wait, colors. Right?
Northeast, south, and west. There it is. Oh no.
5 minutes left.
I can't find it. I don't want to waste any more time with it. Though I realized that the first three letters are north, south, east, west. Knowing that the missing card now had to be a W, I didn't feel like it was necessary for me to find it. I had to knock it out with the process of elimination. I had no time left, no time to waste.
North, east, west, and north. That should work. Unless there are more of them. I was struggling with it. I knew I'd laid out all of the pieces. I knew which way I wanted to go. It didn't work the first time. There's nothing over here. It was like, okay, start this again. Oh, there it is. All right, now we're gonna do this again. I am not ready to go home. North is up. South is down. And so I slowed it down a little bit. I put them back in there. Purple. Did something happen?
Yes, it did. Look at that, look at that. Yay.
And I was thrilled.
Y'all gotta go to Ipsum. If you have never been to an escape room, y'all have to go. Those things are so much fun. But anyway, I digress. I'm excited for them.
I'm working on this lock. I know that it has to be north, south, east, west. It is not unlocking for me. 1 minute. Oh, man.
Queen boss is the leak. Let's see. I found out now that queen boss is the leak. Oh, so Robin Wilson is the leak. Congratulations, you found me. Excellent. Oh, pumped. I am so excited. Oh, man, that was harder than I thought.
Wow.
How am I gonna get this thing open?
It's just not working for me at all. And I just accepted it.
Oh, no. Oh, watch the time count down.
Time was up.
Welcome back, entrepreneurs.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Kim. You've won the business challenge.
Thank you very much.
You found the leak with minutes to spare. But just because you win the business challenge doesn't mean you're moving on to the semifinals to compete for the $25,000 Queen Boss Startup Fund.
This challenge was all about problem solving, and I could see both of you got flustered at one point. Kim, you seem to just take a moment of pause and say, let me reset.
I tried to just stay calm.
Tarina, you kind of started feeling defeated.
I am a person that believes in accepting things as they are.
You gotta solve a problem. And when acceptance creeps in too soon, it can appear to look like defeat.
Kim, why should we consider you to be Queen Boss?
You should consider me to be Queen Boss because I am a full-time entrepreneur. I have dedicated myself to my business on a full-time basis for years now. I certainly could benefit from the prize money should I be the successful Queen Boss winner of this competition. I definitely want to use that money to make those larger batches scalable to a supermarket.
Tarina. Why should we consider you to be Queen Boss?
I think you should consider me because I am a natural entrepreneur. I have 3 degrees. I continue to learn new skills. Unlike my competitor, who has taken the approach to work slow and steady, I like to pile things on.
She bogus. This ain't about you and the competitor. The judges got to make the decision. But I wouldn't have said that part about unlike my competitor. It's not like she really know her outside of this game. And then that brings in that whole making it personal type of attack. Unlike my competitor, I don't think I would have went with those choice of words. But sometimes we're just in that moment, we're just in that heat, and she may already feel defeated because her opponent won that business challenge. So she could just be kind of trying to retaliate in that type of sense, but I don't think I would. And look at the judges. Look at Robin. She just kind of like, really? I would have had the same type of reaction.
Kim, what do you think about what Tarina said about you?
Oh, well, Tarina doesn't know me.
Why would you ask that?
We're competitors, but I don't feel like we have to be negative to our competition in order for us to stand tall.
That part.
Thank you, ladies. Please wait in the reception area.
Come
thank
on,
you.
Kim.
Thank you all.
Now you gotta go back in the room with her.
I know there's only gonna be one queen boss in the end, but we don't have to be negative towards one another. We can, you know, there's room for all of our businesses to be successful.
I was just surprised at the grilling, more or less.
I was only trying to explain to the judges the differences in our approaches. I didn't say your approach was wrong. I just wanted them to understand the distinction.
And I respect what you're doing and, you know, where you're coming from, but I don't want them to think that, you know, we have to put each other down to rise to the top.
I like to win.
I like Tarina's explanation, though, because I could see it from that perspective. It's not like I was trying to put you down or to make it seem negative. It was just like a difference of approach. I can appreciate that from Tarina. I can appreciate that.
All right, ladies, we just witnessed some serious fireworks, right?
Yes.
I think as women, we have to support ourselves. We have to recognize we can be our own worst enemy.
I'm gonna give Tarina this, though. She is a true, organic, creative spirit.
She
and
is.
Spirits like that, people used to say, well, Lauren, how are you gonna be a singer, a lawyer, a this? And I always say, well, what's it to you? Yeah. Why do I have to be one-dimensional just because your thought process is?
That's she true. Walks to the beat of her own drum. Mm-hmm. And that's important in business because you absolutely have to own who you are and put your authentic self out.
But what about the bottom line of, if she has 3 degrees, she should know what her numbers are. She should know what her strategy
is. No caption needed. Hey.
She left the purse behind.
Yep.
Her moneymaker, right. She left it behind because her mind just keeps going and making new things.
Exactly.
She has the product.
Yes.
She has the passion, but it's on the artistic, creative side, and you need that balance of fiscal and creative.
Yeah.
The key for Tarina is strategy. Mm-hmm. Kim already has strategy.
Yes.
She wants the quality control.
Yes.
Which is wonderful.
But the question is, how far does she want to grow? Is she holding herself back?
Macro picture, will Kim expand her business to the bigger retailers versus one single bed and breakfast? I want her to take it bigger in that realm as well.
Robin is not playing with Kim.
I don't envy you, ladies. This is a hard choice. $25,000 is at stake.
It's a tough decision.
This is honestly the hardest part for me. Like, I hate this part.
But it's business. Gotta be tough.
Entrepreneurs, one of you will advance on to the semifinal, where you will have a 1 in 6 chance to win a $25,000 startup fund and the title of Queen Boss. The other will be going home.
It's vital for me to expand my business. To be perfectly honest, if I don't do it now, then it's just gonna choke and die.
Jams by Kim is my second act, and I am not ready to go home.
The entrepreneur that's going to take her business elsewhere is entrepreneurs. One of you will advance on to the semifinal, where you will have a 1 in 6 chance to win a $25,000 startup fund and the title of Queen Boss. The other will be going home. Tarina?
Yes.
Please take your business elsewhere.
Thank you.
I don't feel like I should go home, but I got some feedback that I hadn't received before, and that in itself was invaluable. Here comes a time where you have to take off the artist hat and put on the mogul hat.
Congratulations, Kim.
Thank you so much.
Our judges think that you have the product, the potential, and the passion to be Queen Boss.
I really appreciate that. I am grateful to the judges for seeing my potential as a candidate, and I'm thrilled. But I know there's only going to be one Queen Boss. I'm ready.
We will see you back here in the conference room very soon.
Thank you.
Well, that was episode 4, and so it looks like out of Kim, Tarina, and Sheila, Kim gets to advance to the semifinals, where she will have a 1 in 6 chance of winning $25,000. Y'all let me know what y'all think about all of the contestants. We had Kim with her Jams by Kim, and all of the judges love the jam. But one of the things that they continued to critique her on is her fear of growing getting in the way of her really doing good business and real business numbers. And so, and they kept alluding to her need for quality control. I think she just needs to get around a group of people who have made that transition and come from a small product and has had to mass produce, had to take it to a level to where they trust the warehouse with each step of the way with making their product, and then still having that control over the quality of making sure it still tastes the same before it goes into these stores and on these shelves. And so that was their biggest critique for Kim. For Tarina, with the Gypsy Leather Goods, they said her thing was she stopped using her main product, you know, and that was that purse. And then she just kind of kept going. And then she lives in the mind of an artist. She actually came into that conference room and said, I don't have real numbers. Nah, I thought she should have been let go after the first round after she said that, because that don't show me as a judge or as a potential investor that you're ready to go to the next level with my money that I'm willing to invest in you. And so she did not make it, although she did go into that business challenge round. And then we had Sheila with My Plush Closet, and that was the subscription box of bras. And what her business model seemed to be, because we didn't hear a lot about her business model. We knew that she kind of resells bras. She gave people a whole 30 days to return the bra. And if they did not like it, she said she cleaned them and then they put them in another box. And so I would have loved to learn what her business model is. How does she contact these different stores? Because she said it's different stores that she get the bras from. So I would have liked to know, how does she source her bras in the first place to put them into this subscription box? And is that a revenue generating process? And so am I going to a person who makes these bras, and am I saying, we get to sell your product for a percentage, or you're selling us the rights to it? What does that business model look like? I would have loved to hear a little bit more about that. And then that business challenge, y'all, I loved it, as you can tell. I love me some escape rooms. But the fact that Kim was able to really keep her calm and figure out who the leak was within them 30 minutes, that's commendable. And it also shows that she's able to work under pressure. She had 30 minutes to get that. And I don't really know how much they cut and edited or whatever, but she was able to maintain her composure, go back to the drawing board, and just relax and get done with the whole challenge. So she was able to win that. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what Kim and the rest of the ladies who have won in the previous episodes. I can't wait to get to the semi-final round to see what the challenge will be. And I hope they get a chance to explain more about their business, because so far we've only heard just a little bit about their business. It's just been like an introduction to their business. And so I can't wait to see how this semi-final is going to play out. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and staying until the end. I really do appreciate that. Make sure you hit that like button and become a subscriber if you like this content. And stick around for the fifth episode.